With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's reviewing a new Iranian proposal to end the war, but has expressed some skepticism that it would be acceptable. Iran reportedly sharing a 14-point proposal via Pakistan. The president rejected a previous proposal this week. Conversations continue as a three-week ceasefire continues to hold. Former FBI Director James Comey says he'll fight a Justice Department indictment that says he threatened President Trump's life.
Comey appeared in federal court in Virginia this past week, turning himself in on two charges, including threatening the life of the president and transmitting threats across state lines. The DOJ charges stem from a photo of seashells he posted online last year. The former FBI director did not speak during his brief court appearance, but has said he is innocent. His attorney, Patrick Fitzgerald, said he would argue that the case is a vindictive prosecution, meaning it was brought to punish Comey for exercising his legal rights. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the ongoing war is putting a strain on American farmers, including in his state.
Diesel at more than $4, in some places it's $5 or more. Fertilizer prices have shot way up.
Grassley spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network in his Capitol Hill office. He says he's urging Congress to approve year-round sales of E15. That's a higher ethanol fuel blend that will help lower prices. Economist Steve Moore says overall the president's energy policies are working for Americans.
Under Donald J. Trump, the United States is energy independent for the first time in 50 years. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I was even surprised to learn that myself. We are a net exporter of oil and gas, so we're not as reliant on the Middle East as we used to be. And that happened thanks to Trump and the shale revolution.
That is economist Steve Moore, and this is SRN News. Many Americans are going back to church these days.
The Hartford Institute for Religious Research has released a new study that indicates the nation's houses of worship are rebounding from the pandemic 5 years ago. The survey of 24,000 churchgoers finds that most churches have maintained their attendance since COVID, and many are seeing an increase. However, the Institute warns that this mild uptick has not changed the overall trend of fewer people attending worship services across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
As America prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, scholars are drawing attention to the religious freedom provision in the Constitution, which was quite unusual in its day. The Founding Fathers, deeply concerned at that time about the issue, shortly after independence in 1776, Thomas Jefferson began drafting the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. That law provided a template for what became the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News. As the September 11, 25-year mark approaches, the nonprofit group Tunnel to Towers has begun taking a piece of World Trade Center steel across the country, coast to coast. It kicked off yesterday.
The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, says this tour is all about educating the next generation and those 25 and under who were not alive during the terrorist attack. The 16,000-pound steel beam from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a truck across the country from New York City with stops at American landmarks, including Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Space Center in Houston, and the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Laura Winters reporting.
Spirit Airlines announced yesterday it's going out of business after 34 years. The ultra-low-cost airline, known for its bright yellow planes and deep discount fares, said it had begun winding down operations. The company's been struggling since the COVID-19 pandemic. More at SRNnews.com.